Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. The shir should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Maras, Yishim Yichyu, and Lili Nishmas, and Avdodit Yitzchok, and Akiva Yehuda, Lili Nishmas. Rabbi Aharon ben Yaakov Shachna, Maseches Yadayim, in the first Mishnah, the Makdim, the Chachamim, were gozer in certain cases that a person's hands will be tamei on the level of sheni l'tuma, and are mitamei truma b'maga. When they touch truma, they're mitamei the truma. Among the cases that the Chachamim were gozer, where the hands touched a Rishon Letuma, that's later on Gimel Beis. Hands that touched Kisvei HaKodesh, that's Gimel Hei. And also Stam Yadayim, in other words, hands that one was not careful about them, not to touch B'mekomas HaMechusim Shebegufo, Sheyesham Zeyat HaSuet, or other unclean places. So that's also Metamei Truma. In order to be metare the hands from this tuma, Chachamim were metake netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is necessary, even if somebody just wants to touch truma without eating it. Later on, the Chachamim added the necessity of netilas yadayim before eating bread, even of chulin, in order to be margil, in order to accustom people to wash their hands before they touch truma. So writes the Tosfos Yontif, based on the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Kuvov Omud Aleph. And some hold that they were matzrich netilas yadayim, gam la'ochel kol ma'achal chulin, haratuv mimashke. Some say that they required netilas yadayim also for any food that's chulin, that is wet. Look in Tosfos and Pesachim, Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis, Diwa Maschil, Kol Shetibula B'mashkin, and the Mishnah Brura, Kuf Nun Ches Yad Aleph. Our Mishnah is dealing with the amount of water that is necessary for Netilas Yadayim, for Truma and Chulin. See Tosfos and Chulin, Kuf Zayin, Amud Beis, Diwa Maschil, V'lohi, and the Bira Alacha, Kuf Samachid Gimel, Diwa Maschil, B'shaz Hadchak. As Omerat HaMishnah, Mei Rivi'it, זאת אומרת, מים בשיעור רביעית הלוג. Water, that is the amount of רביעית הלוג. רביעית הלוג is called by the Chachamim רביעית סתם, and it is the volume of a ביצה או מחצה בינוני, it's a ביצה and a half. Some say it's 86 סמ"ק, some say it's 150 סמ"ק. So the point is that this mei revi'it, this revi'is of water, notnim layadayim, you pour on the hands in order to purify the hands, le'echad. Le'adam echad, tzarech litol yadayim mimayim shishiuram revi'it, v'lo pachot. So one person has to wash a revi'is and no less. Benaka doesn't mean that you have to pour all the revius on his hands, but rather there has to be a revius mayim in the kli from which he is washing his hands. If there is no revius in the kli, his netila is psula, even if the water were spilled al kol hamakom hatu'un netila b'shtei yadav, even if it fills on all of the parts of his hand that require tevila. In other words, from the edge of his fingers until ad haperek, as we're hopefully going to explain. And even if he took a revius mishnei kelim, shebekol echad haya rak chatzi revi'it, two kelim, each one had a half revius, his netila is pasul. This is the Rash from the Taras Habayis, cited by the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim in Kuf Samach Yadalad. Aval kasher haya notel mikli sheyesh bo revi'it mayim, but if he takes from a kli that has, it starts with a revius, it's enough to pour water on his both hands ad haperek, even though lo shafach aleihem is kol ha-revius Shebekli. So it says in the Eliyahu Rabbah, in the Sha'arat Siyun, Kuf Samach Ayin Beis, Shizadas Roba Poiskin. Chachamim Tiknu Shiur Vi'it, Mipnei Shizeo Ashiur HaKatan Biyoter, הראוי למקווה, שכן מקווה שיש בו רבית, מטבילים בו מן התורה כלים קטנים שנטמעו. So revius is the smallest amount, for with a revius, you could be tovel, kalim, that became tamei. Very small kalim, and they're tori, psachim yitzayin in the days. Midrabanan, you need 40 sav. And midai raisa, a revius is enough. And since the Chachamim were metaken the Tilis Yadayim to be metaken and mitumasam, tiknu shehashi'ur hanitzrach letaharan hu revi'it, shehu kemikve katan. Umikol makom, ka'amur, ein tzarich leshpoch et kol ha-revi'it al yadav, rak leshpoch mikli sheyesh bo revi'it mayim. But it's better to do more than a revi'is. And it's very complicated if it's less than a revius. So do more than a revius, and it's much halachically much more glatt. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Mem Ches Yud Kuf Samach Samach Zayin Kuf Samach Beis Lamed Ches Mem Tes. As Omeret Hamishnah, Mei Revi'it Notnim LeYadayim LeEchad Af LeShnayim VeGam LeShnei Bnei Adam SheIm Hayta BeTchilat Revi'it Mayim BeKli BeTchila. So originally, it was Revius Mayim. Two people can wash their hands from it, even though the Shir Revius is only in the first guy's Netila, not in the second guy's Netila. If originally the Revius of Mayim, two people can wash their hands. Afilu Mashenim Matchil Eitol Mehem Acharei Shekvar Pasak HaRishon Meleshboch Mehem Al Yadav Namrot Shehashenim Otel Mikli Shenishar Bo Pachot Merevi'it. Netilato kshera, ho'il v'hamayim halalu ba'u mishiyarei tahara dehainu, hem nisharu merevi'it. In other words, it came from an original revius. Since it came from an original revius, it's fine. Even though now, when the second guy is washing his hands, there wasn't a revius in the kos. But this din, says the Rosh, Amur rak im mitchila kasher yesh revi'it bakli haya b'da'atam shegam ha'sheni yitol mehem et yadav. Aval im ha'sheni ba litol et yadav lachar sha'rishon kvar echel b'netila kvar ein bakli revi'it. This is all when their das originally was the second guy should do it. But if the second guy only came around after the first guy already started washing and there's no longer revi'is in the kli, the water is not considered for him shiarei tara, and he needs a complete revius. So the Rosh here in Chulin Ches Tezvav, and the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Samach Gimel. Moreno Rabbeinu Har Shishiva Zatzal Reb Chaim had a chavrusa, he had loads of chavrusas, but he had a chavrusa with a Talmud named Harav David Freiman, who was the son of Hagon Hatzadik Ibn Zion Freiman. So Harav David Freiman Shlita was so incredibly kind, and he wrote down the chidushim that Reb Chaim said when they learned together. So we have three volumes of Mayim Chaim. We have one volume on Zerayim and various Masechtas in Zerayim. We have one volume on Kol Shah and Psachim. And we have one volume on Mikvos, Machshirim, and Yadayim. So we have Baruch Hashem in front of us, the Mayim Chaim of Rabbeinu Chaim and Masechas Yadayim. So it all stems beautifully because it's Mayim. So he says as follows, the Rash and Rabbi Ovadia explain not that it says Af L'Shnayim means that even if there was in the Kli a Revius and the first guy was Notel Yadav, the second guy can be Notel Yadav Me'amayim Shenisharu. And the reason is, as we explain, the reason is, as we see from the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, since these water came Mishiyare Tahara, from what remains of the Tahara, what remains of the original Revius, they are kosher even for the second guy, even though now there is no Revius. And in the parish of the Rosh, here he adds, Biur bedin ze, v'ze l'shono. Kevan sheshneihem ba'u l'teher yedehem bebat achat, since they both came to be metayer their hands together, shiurei tahara mo'ilim l'sheni, the shiurei tahara is effective for both of them. As mashma mitivrei harosh, that this din of shiurei tahara is knowing only in an instance where they both came, and that's what we explained before, when they both came b'vas achas litol yedehem. Aval im notal ha'echad yadav mei rivi'it v'nisharu chelek mei hamayim, and so one of the guys is notal yadav from the revius, and then part of the water is left over, the guy afterwards can't come and say, oh, I want this water. And the reason is because that the water is considered sherei tahara, because they both came b'vas achas litol yedehem. But if they didn't come together, it's not considered sherei tahara. So when it says, Kevin Shabbos, Shneim, Litaher Yedehem, Bevat Achat doesn't mean that they're washing their hands together at the same time. It means they came together in order to wash their hands, and one guy washes it, so now it's Tahara for both of them. Now this has a sort of a chalos for both of them, that it could be used for both of them. And then when one guy washes his hands and the other guy is waiting so he can use it, it's considered Shiarei Tahara. But if the other guy comes later, it's not Shiarei Tahara anymore. So it's not enough, and it's mistaber that it's only if it's das shnehem, only if they both had kavana, but das echad mehem is not sufficient. V'yesh l'stapek, if the tseruf of both of them is talui b'machshava, v'hainu shemitztarfim mishum shaita dat shnehem vitol merevi'it zo, o sheino talui b'machshava ela b'mase, is it talui in their machshava, or is it talui in their maise, that they came shnehem litol b'vas achas? Is it talui in the thought, or they actually have to actually come? Bishulchan aruch ve'orachayim siman kuf samach, סעיף י' ג' הביא דין המשנה בזו הלשון, צריך שיהי במים רביעית, והנימילי לאחד, אבל לשניים שבאו ליטול כאחד, האחרון אין צריך. ובמגן אברהם, בסעיף קטן ח', פייר לשון השולחן ערוך, שבא ליטול כאחד, דהדך השיבי שירי תהריינו דווקא בחי גבנה, שנתכוונו ליטול שניהם Yachad. So as long as they have kavana. Again, when it says l'shnayim shebo litol ke'echad, it doesn't literally mean that they are washing their hands together. It means that they have kavana to use this water, as the Rosh says. That they have to have kavana. In other words, if they don't have kavana to wash together, then it doesn't work. They have to both have kavana. So, what's significant is that the Magen Avraham says that they're both washing mikiluach echad, from one flow of water. So it's not exactly like the Rosh, But it's like the rush in the sense that they both have to have kavana to use this water. If they don't have kavana to use the water, then it's no good. So it's not only that, according to the Magen Avraham, that they have kavana to use the water, they actually use the water together. So that's not like the rush, but it's like the rush in the sense that the rush needs the Magen Avraham. The rush preceded the Magen Avraham. But the kavana is that they both wanted to use the water, and only if they both want to use the water, then it's considered it works for both of them. It's considered Sherei Tyra. And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Gimel, he brings two dayas. One daya that it's they're washing together, and the other day they're washing one after the other, and they just had kavana from the start that they're both going to use this water. And it would appear that even according to the opinion that they're allowed to do one after the other, that according to that opinion, he doesn't have to be noitel miyad achar shenatal rishon. V'afim shahad zman merubeh, he could be noitel afterwards, since their kavana was originally to both use this water. It's always considered Shiare Tahara. Tzarech Iyun Biprat Zeh. Mamshicha Mishnah Ve'omeret. Az Yesh Mishnah Ra'inu. Mei Revi'it Notnim Liyadayim Le'achad Af L'Shnayim. So it can even be used for two people. And we saw the machlokes, two people at the same time, one after the other. Mamshicha Mishnah. Mayim b'shiur machatzit log. If you have water, machatzit log, that is a half a log, a half a log. In other words, shtei revi'iyot. Notnim layadayim l'shlosha o le'arba'a. Lamrot ששניים יכולים ליטול את ידיהם מרביעית אחת שיוצא לפי חשבון חצי רביעית לכל אחד, לא די לשלושה. בשלושה חצאיי רביעיות. אלא, what do you need? לשן מרנו רבי עובדיה. לפום שיעור דרביעס לשניים. According to the shiur רביעס for two people. הידי ברביעס ומחצה לשלושה. אלא כיוון דנפישי גברו, חיישין את שם לא ידקדקו יפה ליטול עד הפרק. Since there are a lot of people, we're afraid that they're not going to be careful to be notel ad haperek, because they're going to be mitzamtzem in the mayim. So two people can be nelta from one revius, it comes out to a half a revius, but that's not enough for three people to have three half revios. But rather, you need machatzit halog. You need two revios, two complete revios, not according to the shear of a revius for two people, which is a half a revius, and therefore you'd need a revius and a half for three people. But no, rather you need two complete revios, because we're afraid that harishonim yitzamtzemu b'mayim, the first ones are going to be mitzamtzem in the mayim, and they are not going to properly wash their hands. Milog l'chamisha u'l'asara u'l'maya. So that is all, if you have machtes halog for three or four people. And then weiter, from a log and on, again, half a log is two revios, then a whole log is four revios. And from that, it's good for 5, it's good for 10, it's good for 100. זאת אומרת, מסביר הראש שאם 5 בני אדם או יותר רוצים ליטול את ידיהם בכלי אחד, צריך שיהיה בו לפחות לוג מים, לוג מים. אם אין בו שיעור זה, אינם רשאים ליטול ממנו, מחשש שיצמצמו במים ולא יטלו כראוי. Can this kicker, like we mentioned, in other words, if there are 5 people, you have to have at least a log of water, and if not, they're not allowed to wash their hands because we're afraid that they're going to be mitzamtzim in the water and they're not going to properly wash their hands. But if it has this shear, the netila is kshera, even though it doesn't have a revius for each person. Because in a log, how many revius do you have? 4, and there are 5 people. But there's a din here of shiare tara. There's no shear of how many people. If it has this shear, there's no chash they're going to be mitzamtzim b'mei anetila, because when there's a lot of water, there's a derech of people not to be mitzamtzim b'mayim, even if there are a lot of people. Like when a person has a lot of money, he's not so mitzamtzim. When he has a little bit, he is mitzamtzim, even though, let's say, he has $100, so if something costs $50, he's much more likely to buy it if he has $1,000 in the bank than if he has $100. Because he feels the shefa, so he's willing to spend it here. Yeah, you have all that extra water, so we're not choshish that people are going to take less. Nevertheless, everybody has to wash their hands ad haperek, halfway up. And that the Mishnah says, she afilu mea yicholim litol milog echad mayim, ulashon guzmeh bevadai, that if you have one log, it's not going to be enough for 100. It's lashon guzma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ubilvad, shelo yifchot la'acharon shebehem me'revi'it. Ledat Rabbi Yossi, en heter litol mipachot me'revi'it, afilu shuba mishiyarei tahara. You're not allowed to be noitel if it's less than revius, even if it comes from sharei tara. And therefore, he's cholek on all the dinim that the Tanakhama mentioned, and he holds that 2 people cannot be noitel may revius, since the second guy doesn't have a revius left, and 3 and 4 also can't be noitel from a chatzi log, and not 5 more from more than a log if there's not a revius for the last guy. That's Tosfos Yontif, based on the Gemara Nazir 38a. However, Rabbi Yossi agrees, שהנוטל אינו צריך לשפוך רביעית מים על ידיו, אלא צריך רק שיטול מכלי שיש בו עכשיו רביעית. He agrees, you don't have to pour the whole revius, but the kli has to have revius and has to go everywhere that water is required to go. As we are, כפי שנלמד בהמשך המשנה, מי שופך על ידיו פחות מרבית בבת אחת, so somebody who pours on his hands less than a revius בבת אחת, has to pour twice, once to be מתאר his hands, to מים רשיינים, and once to be מתאר the מים רשיינים that's on his hands, that became tame when they touched his hands. So according to this, when a lot of people were notel milug v'mala, there has to be enough water that each one could be notel both of his hands twice to wash off the mayim tameim. However, l'das harambam b'pirusho la'mishnah u'behilchot mikvaot b'perek yud aleph. The dinim that the Mishnah opened up with, that a person can be notel pachos mirvius that comes in Sherei Tara, is only talking about the Mayim Shneim, but the Mayim Rishainim is not enough to take less than revius. That's Sherei Tara. You have to take from an entire revius. However, Rov Poiskim hold that the dinim of Netila Mishere Tara are noeg also the Mayim HaRishayim, v'chein Pasak HaShulchan Aruch, v'Or HaChaim Kuf Samach Yud Gimel. And that it says that Machtzis Haluk, the Shloisha, or the Arba, the Rash asks, why do you need a half a lug for three people? Since Meravius Notlam Lishnaim, since the proportion is that for two people, a Revius is good enough. So therefore, for three people, it should be that a Revius and a half is enough. Each one gets a half a Revius. And he answers that Rechoshe Shalo Idaktiku Yafe. Since there's so many people, they're not going to be careful, and they're not going to wash properly. And then he asked, "Demikol makom im nota la'echad chatzi revius tei revius shenisha rak sheru l'shnayim anesolim." So let's say the first guy was notel half a revius. So now what's left? What's left is a revius for the last two guys. And we know that mitchila, it's enough for two guys to have revius. So why can't we have for three guys a revius and a half? The first guy does a half a revius. And then the second guy, after the first guy does a half a revius, now each remaining guy is going to have a revius, a half a revius, which is the shear for two people. So why isn't that beseder? V'utireitz shemedubar ba'ofen shelo nish'ar revi'it. We're talking about a case where a revius isn't left after the first guy was noito. And therefore, there's not going to be a half revius left for the remaining two guys. Ve'achakach katav she'i mefarshinan kulam matnitin benotlim bevat achat nichatfei. That if we learn that the Mishnah is talking about where they're all washing together simultaneously, then it's even better. It's even easier to understand. So it would appear that what the Rash means is that he explains that if we learn the Mishnah, Bivas Achas is when they're all coming together, Al Das Lito Ke'echod, as we explained B'das HaRosh, and there we can say that when three people came to wash their hands together, Migra Gara. Why? Because Chachamim were Metaken that three people cannot be Notel Me'revias U'mechtza. And therefore, it's not going to help, even if after the first guy was notel, a revius remains for number two and number three. Because the din of Shiare Tara is contingent upon the Tchilas Maise Hanatila. And since B'Tchilas HaMaise, there was not enough water for three people, it's not going to help for the third guy to be notel his hands, Mishiare Tara, because the din is, like we said before, they all came Bevas Achas, and now this water is earmarked for the three of them. And it's no good, Chzawar Metake, not a revius, and have two revius. So you're going to say to me, oh, it's a revius that's left for the last two guys, so that should be enough. No, that doesn't help us, because what establishes the halacha that this water is good for all three people is at the beginning, they all came together. And when they all came together at the beginning, it wasn't enough for the three people because revius and a half chazal said is not good. You need two revius. And in a chinami, let's say you would have a case where one guy is notel, revius and a half, and then revius is left. Okay, and now two guys come. I'll ask for the remaining revius to say they're gomer. But when meikara, the three guys came for this revius and a half, it's no good. It's still not so pashut, because even though originally, okay, when they originally came, it wasn't good for three people. This water isn't working for three people. But after the first guy washes, now it should be good for the next two people. Now there should be a chalos that this water works for the remaining two guys. Why is that no good? Okay, so that's terrific. And we still obviously have a ton more to talk about. It's a long road, these Mishnayos. Baruch Hashem, there's so much amazing Torah. And just to review what we learned, I like chazaring the Mishnayos. Mishnah's Milashim. Shown that to repeat. It's good to repeat it 100 times, 1,000 times. May revius noisim liadayim le'echod af l'shnayim. Machtzis haloig l'shnosho l'arbo. Miloig l'chamisha u'l'asara u'l'meya. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, u'bavad shelo yifchois l'achroin shebehem revius. And as the, so there has to be a revius for each person. He's cholek on the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Ovadia says, "Ve'ein halacha ke Rabbi Yosi." This was amazing. And Birtzos Hashem darkeinu b'siyata d'shmaya, we shall continue and see more and more nifla'ot rabot gedolot ve'atzumot mitorat Hashem. Ve'ani modeh lachem me'od shehikshavtem. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yididai, horai, ve'rabot.